Happy Q Day.
Happy Q Day. How are you? I didn't want to cut you off. Hi.
Hi.
We're still doing Q Day, right?
That's right. That's right. Still doing Q Day. It's always Q Day, but I just love saying that. Happy Q
Day. Exactly. Tell the people what we set up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That you created this really amazing document, right? With a lineup of with all of the shows. If you do want to go back and listen in the archives, Zosha, you put together a beautiful document. It's posted on our show page, and it just has all of under program handouts. Thank you, Mr. T. That has, if we were to still be playing the shows, it has the date, the corresponding dates to the shows. So thank you, Zosha.
Yeah, it was. Thank you. I wasn't looking for credit. We posted the page because we love it, and we observed the synchronicities that were being observed by listening to shows, even though technically they were quote no time but 2 years ago. So if anyone else was enjoying the flow of that schedule, we laid out the dates. If you want to continue along with Q Day. So I'll just say the next homesteading and timeline show is 9/28/24, and being inspired in PRQ is August 5th, 2023. So, and again, it comes from the inspiration of observing so many synchronicities from listening to them. So if you're excited to do it, it's on our page. It all the numbers get confusing, so it's laid out hopefully clearly. And I did send a new one to BBS in case there was an issue with it. So there you go. How are you, sis?
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm fantastic. How are you?
Yeah, really good. I have a lot of energy, so I'm going to try and temper myself a little bit.
All right, all right. I'll extend it on this way, too. I'm kidding. Oh, well, so, okay, so we both, this is so awesome. So we both have inspirations to share today on the show, just what's been coming through for us. And so, and we talked about it. So I feel, and we feel that, maybe you go first to share your inspiration and what came to you. And yeah, we'll just pick it up. I'll pick it up from there if you want to start.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. Yeah, normally Lauren and I are overlapped and have the same, pretty much the same thing going. But this week, they're sort of different, or are they? And I was inspired by many things this week by listening. By listening to old things that Q had said, not old, always present, but I was observing even in my own life and became inspired to, well, I'll just say it this way. I'm always excited to figure it out, to observe, I'll say it this way, to observe my spirit and how it's breaking through these body restrictions. So it came to me just really clearly. It's just, what does a mind being look like versus a heart being? How do I know within my life? And then I see it out. I'll make observations when I'm out in the world. And synchronistically, lots of things came through. And I wanted to read some of the things that Q had shared. Just because we want to live in our heart, right? That's where we've always been. That's who we are. The light only lives in the now. That comes through our heart, the highway to source. So something that Q said recently, and we know this, it's not going to be, I don't feel a revelation to those of us who have been here for a while, but it's what I observe for me. It's the application of it. I'm always watching myself. Okay, why is this happening again? Why are there thoughts again? I know they're not mine, but how are they getting in here? So I just keep breaking it down. And it is my excitement. That was my project. Not to go into the details, but my project has been to because that's been my life's work as an adult, to teach people to go within. So I recognize the beauty of me going through this myself. I can speak to it from my experience. So if you're, here's Q, not a direct quote, it's the gist. If you are in neutrality, that is the first step to recognize the separation between mind energy and peace energy. And someone asks, well, how do the aliens harvest our energy? Now, this connects to For the People, thank you, as they go into more detail. That may be the first part of disclosure, is these aliens. So I feel there'll be so many people looking for these answers. So He goes on to say, strong mind energy is overlaying the spirit being of you. This version of humans is designed to be manipulated continuously. So that stuck out to me, continuously. He's even said at times there's just purely a species that'll hang out outside the plate this place and just keep sending thoughts into our head. So my looking at this, okay, am I living from my heart or am I living from this crap? Because it's that crayon visual, you know, that came, that round and around crayon scribble. I recognize I had a visual, a drawing of putting that over my head. Okay, and that helped me. Am I living here or in my heart? My feeling center, my place of being, my place of peace, my spirit. And it really helped me separate. It gets more and more clear. So the aliens designed this version of humans so that we would not have all of our consciousness. And as we evolve, we get more of our consciousness and capabilities back. Okay, we know that. I feel most of us are observing that. But still, if we can be hijacked, still all I feel every human on this place is still subject to the possibility every 10 minutes of being cut and pasted. We will all be like you one day, he says. And the aliens know that and are doing their best to undermine our evolution. Now we know it's happening, but if we're still not in peace, then where are we? Mind being or heart being? So they piggyback off of our energies because we're so powerful. So we know, again, we know this. I'm just trying to go a little more granular. So he states, the aliens will abduct us through mind energy and timelines. Aliens, they have great technology. So that stood out to me too, the technology to cut and paste our time. Q sees it because he lives in peace energy in the now. That's how I realize I'm seeing it more and more and more in myself and others because I'm holding and sustaining this state of peace. So I see what's happening. That gives me discernment to participate or not participate. So here's what I put in capital letters. Q states, he reminds us that every 10 minutes is the usual abduction time. So I'm observing that in my life. If I'm sleeping and I wake up thinking, where is this coming from? And do my work, as we know, to go within and take the thoughts in our head and put them in our heart. So in capitals, I wrote, if we don't have drama or duality in our lives, they can't exist. That's also huge for me as well. And let me just back up a second. The reason why this keeps coming to me is because when I've reviewed Q's shows back from 2020, he has always been sharing the same message. To me, it's the most powerful and the first step to being in a state of peace because I observe it in my own life how everything changes consistently now. So it's exciting to me. It's why I have so much energy. It's so exciting to me. I'm trying to calm myself down here. But okay, if we don't have drama or duality in our lives, they can't exist because we know they siphon that energy from us. So it seems so simple, right? But it has been a process for me. And the observations of personality swings, I've noticing that as well. So can you prove to yourself that you can stop thinking? Prove it was your thought. Why do these people that are abducted keep bringing up the past? These accused words. The past is already gone. So what's the purpose? This is a very big clue to an abduction when you keep perpetuating the past because it's gone. He says, don't remember. Certainly, when you are abducted and you are in a state of anger or fear, your light body does not understand that. That is not you. You live in peace energy. You were a completely peaceful being until you came to duality life. Then he states, enjoy what a marvelous opportunity to live at such a low frequency. It's glorious to be in such a dense area of the universe. It's a privilege to get to do this. Very exciting to do this. Rejoice that we are here spreading ourselves through the universe and growing opportunities. That's so exciting. It's just so beautiful to review, and a reminder that we're here Again, I know most of you are in the choir, but I just love the granularity of, for me, looking at my life when I'm out of that frequency. So it goes on in another show, he states, if we choose our highest joys right now, this can be done right away. When you live from a place of joy and excitement, it all sheds away. The body, what does, get this, the body was designed to be hacked. Can we overcome? But don't think. We don't, here's the thing, we don't think it's an abduction. We believe it's a thought. That's one of the ones that really stood out to me. I'm so used to observing myself thinking. It sounds like my voice. It feels like me. And it seems so natural and normal. But that's what Q is saying is the abduction. Ah, okay. So let me look, and we go through our steps. Head to heart drop. It's not mine. So what is the difference between me processing or observing or sorting my knowledge versus thinking, thinking, thinking? When I can't stop it, when it's a loop, when I don't want it and it's there, that's not me. So then I, again, love to observe. So I keep observing it. That's how it looks to me. If I'm in the past, that's not where I want to be. That's not me. That's those beings out there. So I see it this way, siphoning it into me. And again, I share this because it's helped me so much by breaking this down. So just to repeat that, the body was designed to be hacked, but it can be overcome. Don't think. We don't think it's an abduction. We believe it's a thought. The brain is beautiful to observe the experience we just manifested. We are used to making decisions on true excitement from our core. And one last piece to add. I know this is a lot. I probably should have given a break in between, but I'll just add this, Lauren.
It's perfect. Keep going.
I'll just add this regarding ascension. The ascension, because we talked about this on the show, like even for me, I had a question of personal ascension or collective. So the ascension process is all of us living our highest excitement. Okay. The beauty of him going back to the early shows, and he keeps guiding people to live from our highest excitement into our heart. I recognize that's the pace. So if I ever felt frustrated with the process, it's me. I just have to look back at myself. Am I in peace? Okay, I'm not in peace here. Let me get back into peace. That's how it works. That's what's fascinating to me. So becoming, for me, all of us, becoming our spirit beings versus mind beings. And that really helped me. Am I in the scribble scrabble of the crayon, or are I truly living in my heart, in the present, creating now, right now? So I'll just leave it there. If there's anything that stood out to you, Lauren, or just feel it so strongly, that's.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love what you shared. Now, Zosha, can I ask you what is there a certain whatever you want to share, is there certain things that just made you want to dive deeper into that to explore it more from a granular level, or was it yeah, anything that you want to share about that?
Yeah, thank you, Lauren. It's the observation of myself through these years, since finding Q and really digging deeper. Like, I want to ascend. You know, that was my point of focus. How do I do that? I love figuring it out. I love, so do you, solving it. I don't want to dwell in my stuff. I just want to keep moving through it. I want to get out of it. I want to get out of the crayon, the messy scribble scrabble. I wanted to be in peace. So it's that, really, that desire every day, every moment to keep being in peace, and then having moments where I wasn't, and to get lighter and lighter and lighter. And what's amazing is kind of what I passed, excuse me, shared the past few weeks, just the sense of freedom. Truly, when the spirit is free of the shackles of these restrictions, it's just so exciting and so powerful. Like a cheerleader, I just want to share it, really, just because the granularity of it is just this. For me, it was a constant just looking at it, not in stress, not in anything, just in excitement that we're getting out of it. The light is all around us that we're getting out of it, but it still was a process to get out. So that inspired me to share, Lauren, and also just coming across people in my life and using that observation. Q was sharing something where you can go into a place with a group of people and observe when the timeline switches. And I've been observing that. Fascinating, just going into a bakery and watching. It's wild. It's like two different things going on. Or another thing he shared where you can observe someone just sort of switch. You're with someone, and then all of a sudden it switched. They're like another person. Someone said the word, I think, I don't know, just switch personalities. That's an abduction. Oh, interesting. So just help me get it, crystallize it. Crystallize it. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. It does. Oh, that's amazing. That's awesome. I love it. I
And I
love it.
feel that's the foundation. If we're not in peace, we're not fully in our light, how are we, what are we living then? Are we living the mind? Because as I see it too, the mind, that scribble scrabble, it's all the thoughts. They're not ours. For the people said it too. All of our thoughts, 100% of them are not ours. 100% of our feelings are not ours. So if I'm having feelings, that's not me. How do I get back to me and fully be? So I was recognizing where I'm jumping in the matrix or jumping in my heart and living my spirit being, back in the matrix slash mind, and recognizing the mechanics of how the mind creates this false reality. I want my creation to be. I want to live in my creation. And that, it's beautiful when we get those synchronicities, right? It's just feedback. Almost, what did I say earlier when we talked before the show? It's almost like we're living our own creation. When you see it and you're getting feedback, like, yes, it's just keep on going, keep on coming. And it's just, wow, I am creating this. To know it. To see it, to have evidence of it, and witnessing others back in the bakery where, wow, that's a different way. I don't choose that timeline. So it's empowering. I have felt empowered, clarity, the crystallization of my knowing who I am, why I'm here, what I'm doing, and we're here to experience. And also knowing in the most recent, was it the Golden Dome for the people? Wow, for the people, thank you. I had so much awakening in that recent article as well, and it excites me how just we're closer and closer, and also feeling into all the others when when the news comes out. I'm pretty sure they said the aliens part would come first, so people will know this hasn't not been human beings that have been doing these travesties, but they were aliens. I'm pretty sure they use that word. So that the beings of light don't lose, the will to be here, because they have to re we recognize it's beings not like us. And that would come first was the impression I got. So anyway, it inspires me every day because I study it every day in my life. So I just felt to share with everyone. If there's something in it from one person, then that's beautiful.
Yeah, no, everything that you're sharing, I'm sharing. I know it has to be helping. It's at least if one person, right? Yeah. All right.
Just to hold peace and to be in peace. And also what's cool is going back to Q's sharing for year for years and years and saying the same thing. So he recognizes from being outside of here and having universal knowledge and seeing what's needed for all of us, if we're inspired to choose each moment, every choice to bring us there to that place. There's something profoundly to it, right? To
Right.
get out of that crayon mind, to get out of that creating that stuff and reminding us just how powerful we are. And I'm really trying to even become more clear and careful with the words that I choose, because we're that powerful. And also be cleaner and more clear with what I participate with, and also becoming more vocal. just more, I'm trying to communicate more clearly where I'm at so I can be present better with myself and then with others. So it's interesting. It's all encompassing.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I, excuse me, I know I've been sharing about what I've been going through on the journey, and I know I'm not the only one who's had some, falling off the horse, and this is hard stuff. This is not easy stuff.
Yeah, it
I,
is.
it's hard. It is the hardest thing I've ever done. So, I mean, for me, like I have certain things in my life that, aren't it's like moving plates. So that's what causes the fear and anxiety in me, which I feel is a roadblock for me. And how do I work through that? That's what I'm, and I guess that's a part of my journey, because I do want to get to that place where I'm just, you know what I mean? Like I do. I think we all do,
May I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So yes, agreed. It seems to be the journey, but then how do you, when you come to know, and Q shares with us that it's a directed effort by the dark to do that. Do you know what I mean? I'll just say you because you shared it, to take you off your path, to hack you. To hack someone's being, let me make it more general, to hack someone's body or mind to keep us in a, to keep us on a different timeline, or to keep us generating energy, or to keep us distracted from our ability to create. Do you know what I mean? To shift the focus, instead of maybe it's us doing it, it's someone doing it to us. And then how do we get out of that trap? Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Yeah, I have to think about that one. Just because I don't consciously. It's not like a conscious choice. Oh, I'm going to be in fear today. You know what I mean? Like and it's not a conscious thing.
Of course not. No.
but yeah, it's yeah. Just, I guess that's my journey of just working through it and really focusing on trusting myself and yeah.
It's like seeing someone, if you're riding your bike down the road and you see someone standing there trying to put a stick in your wheel, I'm not blaming myself because I fell off my bike. Do you see what I mean? Or try, I guess I'm trying to subtly move the direction. There's someone, try not to focus on them, but there's someone trying to stick a stick into my wheel. See what I mean? That's what inspires me to share what I shared in another way, just to say, like, we are so powerful. We are the light. Keep doing it. And it's just the granularity in my own life of observing, oh, here comes it, trying to put another stick in my wheel. No, okay, no, stay calm. Tranquillium. Thank you for the people. Being calm is a superpower. So just to look at it. Oh, there's another stick trying to be put in my wheel. Does that make sense? So it's.
Yeah. Sorry, it does. Yeah. I love how you referenced Tranquillium. Yeah. That
Just to
article
keep
is amazing.
staying, just to keep staying in our knowing how powerful we are and that there's an effort to keep us away from that. And
Yeah.
then we've been fighting that, just like you're saying, on the journey, all of our journeys to get out of this, that we've been targeted from the beginning. So, but for the people, again, thank you for sharing, because it really is so encouraging, always encouraging to keep us abreast of what's happening. And always, I love the positivity that's always shared as such a model to me of being how to be as well. So,
Yeah, I love that. It's beautiful. Huh. Well, shall we put the kickstand up and change
I
seats?
love it. I go, girl. You
Okay.
follow. What are you inspired? What inspired you this week?
Well, I was inspired. So since you're talking about aliens and programming, well, I was inspired this week to. I have a beautiful friend who re recommended two books to me on sacred sexuality, and because I'm very, it interests me. It really does. I'm fascinated with it. One of the books was written by a woman by the name of Diana Richardson, who actually studied under Osho. We all know who Osho was. So yeah, I was inspired to pick up these books and start reading. There's another book, Barry Long, Making Love, The Divine, Making Love, The Divine Way of Making Love by Barry Long. I was inspired to start reading this book. And I'll preface this with I know that there is a high frequency way of doing this where you don't even need it in physicality. I get that. But I have to work with what I have right now and where I'm at right now, which is in physicality. So I was just inspired to start reading these books. And what I wanted to talk about today was basically, the programming that we've had with sexuality, and men and women, we both had it, right? And to accept this lower frequency sexual experience, lower chakra, lower frequency sexual experience, versus, what we're actually capable of. And that excites me. It excites me so much. So that's what I wanted to talk about today, just to dive a little bit deeper into that. Because I did. I remember when I started the show, I said I want to talk about sacred sexuality. I know this information. I'm remembering it. And yeah, it just excites me. So basically, I was going to read two excerpts from the book just because why am I going to reinvent the wheel? I'm just going to, read what, Diana wrote and then expound upon it a little bit more. And knowing that we're capable of so much more, as far as, making love and expanding our consciousness, growing our light, it's just beautiful to me. It's sexuality, and again, the words sex, yeah, vagina, penis. I'm sure there's some black magic going on there, but I don't have a better word. I don't have better words right now, so we're just gonna go with that. If anybody has some, I'm all for it.
JJ.
Vajayjay. So funny. There you go. So basically, what I've been reading and what's been unfolding for me is the sexuality that we were programmed with was it's like a it's a it's been cheapened. The act of coming together as one in a sacred union has just been cheapened to this lower frequency, lower chakra. Let's have an orgasm and then you're done. And right. Like to me, that's, and don't get me wrong, it feels good. It does feel good. However, there's more. I know that there's more. You know there's more. We all know that there's more. And so I just really wanted to dive into that. And when you're talking to Dosha about, just being, in presence with yourself and perfect peace, that is where it all starts. So how can you have perfect presence and perfect attention with your partner if you don't have it with yourself, right? So you have
Agreed.
to, yeah, thank you. It's, you have to have it with yourself first, connecting with your spirit first, being in perfect peace and neutrality first with yourself. So that's number one. That's a number one right there. And then breaking it down even more into the orgasm versus an orgasmic state. Or as the book terms it, relaxed expansion. And I remember when we had Q on and we were asking him about we were talking about the peaks and the valleys and what he described, orgasm as a state of being and being able to sustain it for long periods of time. So that piqued my interest as well. We've basically been programmed to, you have sex, and this is not to bash the men. We love the men, but it's programming. You're in this act. The man is, we're already in our heads because, oh, orgasm, that's the end goal. So let me achieve that, whatever I need to do to achieve that, right? Not that it doesn't feel good, but that's the first thing. And basically when you're thinking, oh, I need to get to the orgasm. You're not in presence. You're in your head. You are in your head.
So can I stop you there?
Sure.
Just at the thinking way you said that, now overlay that with, is it a mind being during the moment or a heart being during the moment. And then
Mm-hmm.
what's created, now there's two different avenues. You go into the matrix mindset or you go into the heart-centered source peace. It's a whole different experience.
That's right. That's right.
Go ahead.
Thank you. No, thank you. I love that. So then, here we go. I have some notes written here because I'm learning, guys. I'm learning. Actually, sex is, coming together in physicality in this body is actually can be a very beautiful, beautiful thing, and it is very sacred. It is extremely sacred, and so I wanted to read from this book, just because she just re she explains it so well, just to expound upon it. And just bear with me here, because it basically, I just love how she has this written. Okay. With no choices available to us in sexual expression, we stick to one style of sex, a style that has many unfortunate consequences. The greatest disadvantage for a woman is that the vaginal tissues are adversely affected, their receptive qualities gradually deadened. In the first place, a man usually penetrates a woman well before her sexual temperature is sufficiently high for her to invite him in. Man basically wants to enter as soon as he has an erection, and this forced entry makes the vagina reluctant and defensive rather than welcoming and willing. I circled those words. Second, once man has entered, the repeated friction of the penis against the sensitive, silky vaginal walls has another negative effect. The vagina changes from a highly perceptive and receptive canal into a toughened, protected one. With time, an increasing lack of sensitivity develops within the vaginal cavity itself. And when the vagina toughens up this way, its magnetic perception of the entering male half circuit is drastically reduced. In the vagina, it can hold a lot of tension. It can hold a lot of emotions. It can hold a lot of tension. The tension held in the vagina, which can show up sometimes as sexual excitement, forms an artificial screen of positive charge, almost male in character, that hinders a woman from absorbing male energy. And then it goes into third, the physical movements of the pelvis that go with the usual sexual routine add to the increasing insensitivity within the vagina. Extremes of pelvic movement amount to a woman using her vagina in an active way, right, rather than a feminine energy passive way. Movement converts the vagina into an active doing, an outgoing organ. And the vaginal canal gets physically restricted and narrower, which disturbs the subtle receptive energies of the vaginal environment. We use the penis and the vagina to have a nice rub together because we do not have the sense of how they communicate and exchange energy through their magnetic polarities. When the vagina becomes shy because of forced visits, hardened through friction and tightens through movement, all the necessary passive complementariness to the male dynamic is obscured. And also to touch on the men, she adds, it's important to realize that simultaneous to this desensitizing of the vagina, the penis is also becoming less and less perceptive. With accumulating years, the male organ becomes highly congested, tense, and overcharged, excessively positive. In the same way that the vagina cannot absorb, the penis fails to function as a transmitter of pure positive male energy. So I could go on and on with that, but I felt it was important to talk about, what we've been programmed with first. And when you move into this new way of making love, I mean, it's like I'm like, well, God, where do I start? Because it's so different than what we've been taught. And it's being in perfect presence with yourself first, right? And then you got that, and then you got perfect presence with your partner. And just there's no agenda. You're just enjoying each other. There's no agenda. And just enjoying each other's presence. So I wanted to go over into, okay, that's where we were. Now this is where we're going if we choose. And this is by Osho. And then whatever you want to expound upon that, Zosha, if you have any questions or comments.
Keep going,
Orga.
girl. Oh.
Okay. And I prefer orgasmic state versus orgasm, right? Like orgasmic state is just this. I mean, sex can heal you. Sex is healing. Sex increases your life force energy. Sex can you live longer. I mean, it's meant to be enjoyed. Okay, so orgasm is a state where your body is no more felt as matter. It vibrates like energy, electricity. It vibrates so deeply from the very foundation that you completely forget that it is a material thing. It becomes an electric phenomenon, and it is an electric phenomenon. Now, physicists say that there is no matter, that all matter is only appearance. Deep down, that which exists is electricity, not matter. In orgasm, you come to this deepest layer of your body where matter no more exists, just energy waves. You become a dancing energy, vibrating. No more any boundaries to you, pulsating, but no more substantial. And your beloved also pulsates. And by, if they love each other and they surrender to each other, they surrender to the moment of pulsation, of vibration, of being energy, and they are not scared. Because it is death-like when the body loses boundaries, when the body becomes like a vaporous thing, when the body evaporates substantially and only energy is left, a very subtle rhythm, but you find yourself as if you are not. Only in deep love can one move into it. Love is like death. You die as far as your material image is concerned. You die as far as you think you are a body. You die as a body and you evolve as energy, vital energy. And I'll close it out. And when the wife and the husband, or the lovers or the partners, start vibrating in a rhythm, the beats of their hearts and bodies come together. It becomes a harmony. Then orgasm happens. Then they are two no more. That is the symbol of yin and yang. Yin moving into yang, yang moving into yin. The man moving into the woman, and the woman moving into the man. Now they are a circle. And they vibrate together. They pulsate together. Their hearts are no longer separate. Their beats are no longer separate. They have become a melody, a harmony. It is the greatest music possible. All other musics are just faint things compared to it, shadow things compared to it. So, Zosha, I would love, what say you? Sorry, I know that was a lot of reading. I get that. It's a lot of words.
Could
But
you repeat that all?
yeah, I know. It's a lot. I know, but I don't know how else to express it. I really don't.
First of all, it's very brave of you to bring that up and go into the details. So I'm excited you got that as an inspiration.
Well,
And
thank you.
there's so much there. Wow, there's so much there. There's so much I'd love to say, and I just, it's a feeling. Like I know when you're reading that, I know. We know, it's like you know what we're, I know what it feels like, so to say. The rhythm, I feel what comes to me is the perfect presence, if you have to have perfect presence with yourself. Remember when Q shared with us on an interview that even eye gazing is that intimate. So that's where does that all weave in as well? Like it's even bigger and expansive. You said that. I loved what you mentioned, relaxed expansion. For me, it's like, yeah, expansion into even a greater envisionment of what love isn't even the right word. I feel like that word Q said was programmed or something, but we have another word for it outside of here. But it touches into you, it's why you're so brave, like just to get the conversation going in deeper detail about it. But I have, a, do you have like an inner feeling of I know what? Perfect to be consumed in love. I use that word consumed in love and have perfect attention in the details of prior to the physical act. Do you know what I mean? The foreplay, so to say, how that can last so long, could last days before it even get to that physical moment. That's how it feels to me, that it's just ongoing. And I also know have a having a sense about it, but that I don't know, but I could feel what's coming, so to say. Feel what it looks like. Does that make sense to you? And when you read all of this, can you expand on your interpretation of it, or what came to you when you what inspired you to share this, but what came to you in your own knowing about things?
Great question. Thank you. I always knew there was a higher level of love. I've been searching for it for my entire life, and really it starts with myself. Which it took me 20 years to figure that out. That's all right. It's okay. It's part of the journey. When I was reading it, I was like, I couldn't put the book down. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is, I know this information. I'm remembering this information. I've already expanded, right, in my consciousness. I'm just aligning myself with that expansion and doing, like, doing the inner works, practicing staying in perfect peace. So I honestly got a little overwhelmed when I was reading all of it. I was excited, but at the same time, I was overwhelmed because I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know this way. Like I have a feeling. It feels very familiar to me. You could call it a knowing, I guess. But I'm like, good God, where do you even begin with this? But excitement to, I love how, just as an example, I loved how the energy, she uses the energy to describe, the organs, the vagina, the penis. And I just love that. I really resonated with that and felt it very deeply. And my heart's been longing for it. So yeah, that's, I hope that answers the question. I just always knew. And something else, I want to add something else I forgot to add in, Zosha, but go ahead if you have any, if you want to.
Just to add to the feeling, Q said something once again when it was in the conversation where he talked about being in that orgasmic state all the time, but not when he goes to the supermarket type of thing. So it's true. I feel like what you're saying helps translate that somewhat. But I remember him saying that he could walk down the road and fall in love with someone giving him attention. And I was like, huh. Fall in love. I have a long way to go because I don't fall in love when I go down the street like that. So just observe it. But this is going to relate. It might not seem like it relates. It relates to you. The past couple of weeks, I shared into about an interaction about the man with the wires, the headphones, and then another man with the wires. And I observed that during the week, and I felt, what was that? Like it wasn't not insignificant. Telling someone might, okay, big deal. Like whatever, but no, because I felt it. I felt so much, and then it came to me. Oh, that's what feeling in love means. For the 5 minutes I spoke to the gentleman, I was in love. I felt their attention. They felt my attention. I felt the light and the smile in their eyes, and I feel they felt it in me. Oh, that's what in love feels like.
That's beautiful. I love it.
So even though I might not have any other interaction with them again, but to me, that's the spark to what you're talking about, that bigger feeling. So I couldn't recognize being in love before. So now with these interactions, they're not little, they're massive. And it's growing that feeling now, recognizing attention. So to me, that overlays perfectly to what you're sharing.
Yeah, it does. Oh, I love that. 'Cause I have experienced what you just shared. I have experienced perfect attention as well, and it's like the whole world disappears. Like there's nobody else in your world, and it is sacred and it's beautiful and it's magic. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
And there was, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go just in that I love that you brought this up, Zosia, because a lot of times it can be confused, with lust. And remember Cusa and the talking about lust and how lust and greed and all these lower frequency emotions and programs, people can get confused with it. So I feel when you have that perfect attention, the eye gazing. I love the eye gazing. I have experienced it, and it is, I've never, ex there's nothing like it. I mean, it's just, it's a, how many times can I say it's amazing? It's absolutely, it's next level. I wish I would have known about it sooner, but I know about it now. So it's a, yeah, it's wonderful.
You didn't know about it sooner because they kept putting sticks on our wheels.
The damn sticks.
Do you know what I mean? To recognize it like that, not to hang on to all of that, but to observe the terrain. That was by design. So we're getting to do this now. And also, just to go back to the interaction with the wires, is there was no physical next step. There was no quote sex, which is a Kevin said the word has, what's the word?
Black
Programmed?
magic, get it?
Black
Doesn't it?
magic. Thank you. Yeah, it even I recognize too, even, and I feel you do too, bringing up the topic. Why was it the topic no one ever would talk about really?
Oh,
It was
yeah.
so taboo because it was so charged not to, obviously, to keep us away from this. But to
Yeah.
have that perfect attention and again, just trying to decode the words that Q uses of being in love. I was confused for a while. So it's next level being in love. It doesn't mean a physical act on everything. So to be
Exactly.
in love with it expands the world of beings to be in love with.
Yeah. And like you said, Zosia, with the with this example of the gentleman with the headphones, the wired headphones, when you're in that perfect presence and that perfect attention, you don't even need anything physical. It's that powerful. Like you just, right? I've experienced that too. Would you agree?
Yeah, it's you feel the light. It's a feeling. The light. I don't want to say I merge with those things. I don't know, but it was just maybe because it was such a deep connection. It was such a felt connection.
Yes, exactly.
And
I
then to
love it.
go, and then my day was lightened. My day was brighter. My energetics rose. So now, when all of us are doing that.
Watch out, right?
Yeah, and then back to the dolphin. So when all of us are doing that in our physical forms, now overlay that with the dolphin, how they just weave in and out and they touch and they play and they dance and wow, that's where we're headed.
And interestingly enough, this author talks about the dolphins. I was like, oh, isn't that interesting? And I, God, I wish I could find it, but basically it's talking about this, more of an animalistic experience. I hate to use those words, but she says all the animals except for the dolphins, which I found that super interesting.
What was she saying, except for the dolphin?
I'm
What?
trying to, oh, here you go. Oh no. Oh man, I thought I had it. I'm trying to find it. Sorry.
No,
I
that's
had
okay.
it.
Was it
Yeah.
maybe you remember? Was it something that the dolphin don't do?
Oh, here it is. I found it. Haha. Okay, it's talking the upward movement of sexual energy. It says, in this orgasmic ability, we differ from our friends in the animal kingdom, with the exceptions of the dolphins, who are understood to experience higher energetic states during sexual play. I thought that was interesting.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. So she says, in this orgasmic ability, we differ from our friends in the animal kingdom, with the exception of dolphins, who are understood to experience higher energetic states during sexual play. Our bodies come with the innate capacity to expand energetically from the sexual center. When correctly harnessed, this expansion results in altered states of consciousness, valleys of ecstatic relaxation, and peaks of orgasmic expression.
That's cool. When you said peaks and valleys, it reminds me when you read Osho to Q, and he said the peaks and valleys, even that points to not sustaining it. So that's even will
Right.
be next level too.
Yeah, and I actually wrote down just because, if you don't know, you don't know, but I think it's helpful to point it out. The peak versus the valley. The peak is goal. The peak orgasm is goal-oriented, linear, requiring mental intention to get from one place to another. We do what is assumed to what is necessary to reach our final destination. It requires a lot of physical effort. You're searching for an orgasm versus the valley is an invitation without an expectation or demand of orgasm. Something may or may not happen. And when it happens by itself. The final outcome is not an issue. Rather, the focus is on the joy of the moment, being here and now in the body, which allows the journey to unfold without a predetermined direction. So just relaxing and just being versus searching for that orgasm. I thought that was interesting too.
It is, and just to add to that too, to connect because we're spirits, so outside of this body, and we're doing it all the time, right? We're just not remembering it. So, how about connecting with a spirit and not even being in physical presence with one?
Yeah.
There are people that experience spontaneous orgasms.
Th without even being with their buddies just by themselves. Yeah. I'm not there yet.
No, I'm just saying, like, just to point to the connected with our spirit being,
Yes.
and what we're so powerful and what we do that we may not even remember, but to even next level. Like, you can put it this way with the dolphin. I met the dolphin before I went there. What if that was my part? You know what I mean? That's even, I'm excited to add on to even adding on to what you're sharing. And there's more.
Yeah.
And wait, there's more. I wanted to ask you, unless you want to read something else.
No, it's all good.
Q always stated orgasms lead to ascension. So what do you, oh, really? 3 minutes left? Well, that's a cliffhanger. Interesting. All right. Well, we can use that to tee up too next week if you want.
Yeah, I think that'd be
Because it's
great.
3 minutes, not enough to go into it.
Yeah, I
But
love it.
orgasms lead to ascension. So, anyway, thank you for bringing that up. It's such an exciting discussion, and we can do that for shows and shows and shows.
Yeah, and I don't, I'm learning, right? I'm learning. So, and there's
Well,
no, go ahead,
go.
Sosha.
No, keep going.
Oh, and there's no right or wrong. Just is just where we are right now. So be easy on yourself. I'm being easy on myself, and just I'm curious. I'm curious. I want to know more.
We're just speaking about our inspirations, our goals, perfect peace, and then play
That's right.
and
That's right.
experience here, right?
Yeah,
So,
absolutely.
2 minutes, we're getting the countdown.
I think I wanted to say, I know gosh, Idaho, I think Idaho Bo and Vivacious Vic are going to do, they're taking over the, I think they're doing the Homestead. I know, help me out, BBS. What's the next show? Okay, Down and Dirty with Idaho Bo and Vivacious Vic. They're Vivacious Vic. They are next. Okay, all right. Okay, that's next week. Okay, so. Yeah, next we'll have Down and Dirty with Bo and Vic, and I believe they're going to be talking about some pretty cool stuff about community. So, yeah, just wanted to plug that.
Yay, perfect. And thank you everyone for joining us as always. We love having you with us. We feel you. And we'll be back next week on our happy hour show.
That's right. And thank you to all of our subscribers. We really appreciate the donations. We
We
really
really
do.
do. We really do. Beautiful day to everyone. Thank you, BBS.